Hallelujah. Let's open our scriptures to John chapter 8, verse 1 to 10. John chapter 8. Verse 1 to 10. Avoid wrong words. Today we are dealing with false accusations or accusations. John chapter 8, verse 1 to 10. And we are looking at two scenarios. Jesus went onto, we are reading together, ready, go. Jesus went onto the Mount of Olives. John chapter 8, verse 1 to 10. So verse 1, Jesus went into the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him and sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery, and when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what sayest thou? This then said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. Okay, so before we continue, we see in John chapter 8, verse 6, that they purposely brought a situation to Jesus so that they might use that to find occasion to what? Accuse him. Hallelujah. Accusations. Accusations. And these things, I mean, it's not isolated from the things that we face in our day-to-day living. Sometimes people in your family bring issues to you just to find a way to find fault with you. Sometimes it's at your workplace. Sometimes in your church. Sometimes the ministry in which you serve. People purposely bring things to you to use that as a cause to cause you to err or to find accusations against you. And it's within the line of work. Jesus wasn't at home. It was within his line of work. As his custom was, he would go into the temple to teach. There were various teachers around. He was not the only teacher. There were various rabbis around. And he too, he was doing his. And now in the midst of his work, people come there to bring him an issue, to find cause to accuse him. So sometimes somebody will say, I want to quit the church because somebody did something against me. Please, don't think that certain things will happen when you are in your home. It must happen at where you are serving, your place of blessing, within your assignment. Hallelujah. And I pray for the spirit of wisdom for you. Amen. That when it comes to you, you will know beyond what they know. You will know, you can even tell before they come. Hallelujah. Amen. And that is why you have to make it a habit to pray at dawn, to pray before the day, so that you arm yourself before the day, whatever happens within the day. Hallelujah. Amen. 2021, a change of lifestyle. What did I say? A change of lifestyle that begin to build certain habits to be able to reach or to be able to attain certain things. All right, so verse 7. So when they continued asking him, meaning that they had asked him, for them to continue asking him, it means he was ignoring. So he was there teaching the people. And then they, please, I have a question. There's a woman who is just around. We actually brought her here. She was caught in the very act. Then Jesus will ignore them and then go back to his teaching. So you have to give your life to Christ. Assuming. You know, he'll just go about his teaching the people. Say, I have a question. There's a woman who was caught in adultery. He's just behind here. He will ignore them. So you see in verse 7, they continued asking him. And at a point, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. Okay, but his first reaction was that when they asked him, he said, but Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. He ignored them. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor there are times you must ignore certain questions. Amen. Ignore. Ignore. Are you sure the business will grow? No answer. Hey, Glow, so do you still meet? No answer. We'll talk tomorrow. Oh, I'll see you next time. So you see, they bring provocative, you know, to cause you to say something that you understand. All right. So Jesus ignored them, but they persisted, and now he asked them a question he told them that he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. I pray that this year you'll be slow to speak. Amen. Before you speak, the wisdom you gather with prayer within the time. When you speak one, nobody should be able to talk again. And again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground, and they which heard it, being convicted of their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning by at the eldest and even unto the last. So you see, Pharisee big will tell the small, hey, now who's now there? Hallelujah. Answers that your enemies cannot resist nor gainsay because of the wisdom of God. But you see the spirit of accusation there. They wanted to find cause to accuse Jesus. Accusation. There are people who have built up habits of accusation right from their homes. Every time they'll tell their father, as for Kweku, he's a bad about their brother. As for Kweku, dear, he's the one who did this. The next time, yo, feed this. The next time, hey, Kweku, this. Kofi did this. Then forgetting that they themselves, they have erred in many places. And so they grow up, put them in a working environment, and every day they have something to say about other people to the boss. If you make a mistake to make them personal assistant, as for that one, every day the company, now because it is spy technology around. Spying. Every day, dossier of information on people around. Because today, they will say that this person did this, that one did that, that, oh. Boss, you know, sir, I want to tell you something. Don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone. This one is just between you and I. This person, when you haven't even asked them any question, they find a way to accuse people. And why do people do that? Sometimes people want to use it to gain certain status. So they must accuse people who are already up there so that they will be found as those who are good or right. Be very careful the people who bring accusations concerning others to you. Be very, very careful. Investigate. A king deals with wisdom. So before a king would even speak, because the moment a king speaks, it's law. You can't go back and say that I'm the king, but please, what I said, you know, if every day you go and say something, you come back to come and say that I these people, your glory, your honor will diminish. So you need to be very careful when a king speaks, it's law. So before anything, you need to investigate the matter. It's not everything you must respond to. Hallelujah. But don't allow there to be a system of accusations. Especially people who tend to accuse others very often. It is to take attention away from their mistakes. So they accuse, have a meeting right now, and you are talking to the whole group. I'm not happy with all of you, what you did. They'll be the first, sir, please, I'm not among them. For me, I came at this time. I'm not among them. This one rather. Hallelujah. A good leader empathizes with others. A good leader will plead for others, will tell you, sir, please forgive us, even when it wasn't his or her fault. Advocate for others. When the pastor is upset in the church and is blasting people and is upset, angry, that something that should have been done was not done, you won't find the person saying that, pastor, it is them. You see that the person will say that, sir, please, don't speak much. Please forgive us. Even when he or she did the right thing whilst other people ate. Hallelujah. I pray for that grace upon your life. That you will have the heart to empathize and to correct others even in the midst of such situations. So here you see that Jesus was advocating for the woman against the accuser, and it was by the Spirit of God. He didn't just get up, otherwise people will be advocating for armed robbers who even want to kill them. There are people, Paul says that they've been given to the enemy. They have a reprobate mind, so they've just been given to the enemy because nipano, why am I doing there? On sakra, please, do you understand? He doesn't want to repent. So the person is happy and glad that he's being used by the enemy to destroy what you want to do. Please, that one is a different matter. I'm talking about the vulnerable who are being advocated for in the midst of accusation. So when you find accusers around pointing fingers, the work will be there, they won't do it, but all they know is to be pointing fingers. Sometimes they accuse and they come and accuse you yourself. That you are the one who now has allowed them to even misbehave. I pray that this will never happen. It will not happen at Glow Music in Jesus' mighty name. So, people accusing others to gain certain status or to find favor. Sometimes the person has been disfavored. Or, for example, someone who was in an office who was kicked out and now wants to accuse everybody who is put in that office. Hello? Please, do you understand? So the person was the vice president, and then some, happenings, and was kicked out. Then the following day, he comes back to the office. I was just passing by. It's not that I want to say something bad about your new vice president, but you know me, I like you. It's just because of something, that's how come I was kicked out. So, but me, you know, I like to say the truth. This one that you have, don't you realize that the person likes money?
Don't you realize that this person is lazy? If me na me call yang yang, you are talking. But this person, you are favoring the person. What say after me, accuser. Say accusations must come to an end in Jesus' name. And it's a spirit. You see, so when it becomes a habit, know that there's a spirit behind it. When it becomes a habit, know that there's a spirit behind it. There are people that they are your friends. In my dictionary, I don't call them friends. But you have chosen to call them your friends. So let's use it that way. So they are your friends. Your friends, but look through your friends. You take your time and scan through your friends. There's a particular lady. Every day you meet her, she has something to say about someone. She has some, look, check your conversations with her very carefully. There's no day that you meet her that she either she has something to say about her mother, something to say about the president that he's obviously accusing them, you know, that my mother cried this. Next one, the president cried this. The next time, ask for MPP. The next time, now he comes, ask for my church, my pastor, I don't know. Then the next time, then it's a habit. A spirit has taken over a weakness. It must not continue in Jesus' name. And she gets you to indulge in that accusation. Before you realize, you go to your next neighbor. Hey, Mikra, I don't even know what the president of late is doing in this country. Just like my other friend was saying. So now, accusation. Spirit of accusation. It must come to an end in Jesus' name. Say after me, in the name of Jesus, starting from tonight, every habit of accusation comes to an end in Jesus' name. I disassociate myself from any entity of accusation in Jesus' mighty name. It is said that when you point your finger at somebody, remember that the rest of the how do you say it? Is that when you point your finger, the other fingers are pointing back at you? Yeah, the other fingers are pointing back at you. So you have to be very careful. So Lucifer was in the same position when he went to accuse Job. When he went to accuse Job, and that is in Job chapter 1, verse 6 to 11. Are you paying attention?
Yes.
Now it says, now there was a day, Job 1, 6 to 11. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. What are you doing there? You see, what are you doing there? And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. You must not be idle in Jesus' name. Just finding idle people to work against. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? And there is none like him in the earth. A perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. Now, accusers are never happy when others are being praised. They don't like it. The moment you are praising them, then we all day here. We go see. Yeah, best show her. When Jesus came to that scene, this one too. He's not the first, though. We've seen many like him. By one was called Barabbas in the prison. Another one too came. He cried the same name, Jesus. He too was called Jesus. We've seen people like him. And then you've come, you say you are son of God. Son of God for where? Chia. What have you people said? And then they start accusing. Isn't his father a carpenter? We even know his brothers. He says he's the son of God. We know his disciples, those people who haven't been to school. And they say they are just following him up and down. So they start digging into your life to find reason to accuse you. Isn't that the lady who was just dating that ruffian behind the kiosk there? We used to see her walking in the middle of the night every time. Isn't it that guy who duped? Now he says he's a pastor. God hates accusation because you see, when you start accusing, he starts taking it personal. He starts taking it personal because you see, the moment you are accusing a person, you are accusing, you are destroying their ministry. It means that you are undermining the power and the integrity behind that ministry. Indirectly, you are trying to say that this person in totality is fake and nothing good can come out of Nazareth. That is what you are trying to say. Accusation. The next time this person who was talking about mother, father, and pastor, MPP, NDC, the next time this person will come, that's what Diana Hamilton cried their cheer. Joe Metal, cheer. I can say Brimpong, cheer. F.A. Grace, cheer. Now, the person will even cross to international. As for CC Crab, I don't see. There are people who write books about people's faults and weaknesses. They document them. But the end of such people is terrible. Never go in that direction. Amen. Were you sent as anybody's judge? No. What God asked you to come and do, have you finished? So what is your business? Accusing people here and there. Is it your business? Tell your neighbor that next time, put your finger on your mouth. Next time, close your ears and don't indulge in accusation. So then Satan answered and said unto the Lord, doth Job fear God for naught? That Job fear God for naught, meaning you God, every day you are talking about this Job, hey, my bro, this Job, do you know him? You know him very well. Meanwhile, God seeth the heart. So you'll be, and this Satan is the same person who'll be going around. Are you sure it is David? I know, there's this other one. Look at him. Height and height. Stature, bemani. Chest. With hair on it. The hair that you can even weave.
I know, right?
You see, hello, like you look at Absalom and then you're like, David, are you sure, Pa, that Solomon, that guy whose mother you went to kill his father, you killed her husband and then married her, and you, this one, but God was not going in that direction. So you need to be very careful because certain people you go and talk about, a dream you have that night, an angel will chase you, and you. There are people you don't even talk about because your anointing would die from that day. Please, what I'm saying is very deep. And if there are people who are not on the pages, please find a way to let them. It's very, very deep. There are people, if you talk about, your singing will never go beyond Ghana again. So you need to be very careful. Don't think that in the kingdom it's about wisdom. It's not macho. Match your enemy, I'm good. Hey, me, I can sing. Me, I. Oh boy. It's about wisdom. So certain things, don't do them. And your mouth, control it. Because what they are, you haven't gotten there. And you haven't gotten there yet. You're talking to, be careful. So if you've done that, immediately you say, God, please forgive me. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I take back my words. I am very sorry. Accuse somebody today, tomorrow. The people who will be accusing you, they'll be saying, me cry, I'm tired. Ghana cry, I don't even know what to do for them again. Today they say, I've done this. Tomorrow I've done this. Please, when somebody's, what were you saying? We must all repent in the name of Jesus. Because we want to go, you see, your ministry must travel globally. You understand? But you shouldn't let little foxes inhibit. I've seen some before. A guy spoke about another minister, not a pastor, but yes, by the spirit, you know that he's a man of God, but he doesn't have pastor title. He spoke about his music ministry, that whole, as for this one, and since that day the guy couldn't sing again. And he knew that it was because of what he said before. He had to go and ask God for forgiveness. Hallelujah. And so, never go in the way of the accuser. It says there is the accuser of the brethren. Anybody who indulges in accusation is being manipulated by the devil. Being manipulated by the devil to err so that there will be a case against the person. To err so that you have a case against you. Please, do you understand? Because if there's no case against you, I mean, yes. So to err, then you have a case against you to stop your influence. Let's close our eyes and begin to pray that, Lord, I know better today. Thank you for your revelation. Thank you for your revelation. And help me, Lord, help me in the name of Jesus, that I'll not indulge in accusation. I'll not indulge in any form of accusation in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. No accusation. No accusation. No accusation. In the name of Jesus. No accusation.
Yeah, you always, you are known.